Welcome to the Context Machine. This is episode 650. I'm going to kick Jeff's butt. I'm Brian Sheffield. He's not playing the good soldier. 652. It's episode 652.
It's 652. Yeah. I'm Jeff Gamet. I am not the good soldier. Matter of fact, I'm channeling my inner John Martellaro. And that's a deep cut inside joke right there.
I like it.
Yeah, that one's just for you, Brian. Hey, check us out on what apparently is still our new home, contextmachine.io.
That's a website. It's a website. You can use contextmachine.io to reach out to us, or you can find us on post.news, or no, I'm sorry. We are on post, but we're not posting on post. Is but anyone? We're on Mastodon. Yeah, there are people. Mueller, she wrote. It's a political account. It's a more of a law account. But anyway, you can find us on Mastodon. Florian
Mueller?
No.
Okay. I'm totally talking over you. Do you want to say something?
Yes, Context Machine on Mastodon.
Okay.
Man, right.
We are top men.
We are top men. And we're going to talk about more... I feel like it's probably all men doing in charge of the AI companies. Is that correct?
No, but it is heavily dominated by dude bros.
Yeah, dude bros. Anyway, AI companies. It turns out that Apple back in what, 2022?
I think 2022.
Licensed a bunch of stuff from Shutterstock for AI training. We don't know what it's for. It's probably generative, but it could actually be, I'm really surprised I didn't see any references to this, but it could also be just more stuff for their computational photography, which is essentially
totally possible
machine learning improvements to photography, which is essentially generative AI. It's just not normally presented in that context.
Right. And Apple has been very, very consistent with referring to all of their AI tools that they have been using. They've been referring, wow, that sentence got away from me. They prefer to say ML, machine learning.
Yeah.
Instead of AI. I'm kind of feeling like, where we are with this story right now, this might be cathartic for us. I'm feeling like this might turn out to be a venting therapy session for us.
Okay.
Just thinking out loud.
That seems reasonable because
also it seems like us.
It does seem like us. Yeah. So here's the thing. Apple licensed stuff from Shutterstock, and there are other companies that have been licensing stuff for Shutterstock, PhotoBucket.
Remember them?
Yeah. Apparently they have, hundreds of millions of images.
Well, apparently they're still around. That's the bigger news on that one.
Yeah. And this is great and dandy for the platforms. This is lovely for the platforms because they're making more money off of people's content.
Right. And the people are probably not making money off of that.
I don't think they are. And above and beyond, like, I want to know how many artists, be it, photographers, illustrators, writers, videographers, whatever. I want to know how many of them got opted into these various licensing deals after the fact and without compensation via changes in TOS. I know that PhotoBucket very specifically updated its TOS to give it permission to do whatever the hell it wants to with your images.
Right. Yeah, they changed their wording to cover licensing your content to the AI model companies.
Right.
And you get nothing for that.
Right. And I mean, so PhotoBucket, which was probably a company on the brink anyway, and I'm sure probably. This is a lifeline to them. But again, what do the creators get? That's my big problem with generative AI, is that the creators that generative AI is trained on get nothing. They get nothing. If my book is used to train an AI model, an AI model to write a book like Brian Chaffin, I get nothing for that. And there is no amount of money that I would find acceptable for that. There is no amount of money I think that George Martin would find acceptable for that. And, you know, I think it's possible that more people would want to write a book in the style of George Martin than Brian Chaffin. But that's,
you know,
that's not the point.
I've read his stuff and I've read your stuff. And I finished your book.
My book's an easier finish, but whatever.
Because it was more compelling. I thought it was a better story. I'm not just saying that.
I vehemently disagree with that, but thank you. And
it's okay for you to be wrong sometimes.
So, I mean...
All right. So while you're catching your breath, I'm going to point out that of all of these companies that that are just scouring content for their models, Apple seems to be one of the few that is proactively looking for ways to license the content that they need to train their models. And right. And I mean,
that's important to me.
That's important to me. Now, granted, because they're getting stuff from Shutterstock, we don't know who else they're getting stuff from. But in the case of Shutterstock, okay, Apple's doing their part by licensing the content they're going to train on. The content creators, however, they're not getting any compensation for this. It's just Shutterstock that's doing it.
Well, I don't know that we know that. I suspect it, and I frankly assume it, but I don't know that we know for sure that that's the case.
Okay, that's true. We don't know for sure, but we highly suspect, and there is kind of a pattern of just wanting to take whatever without paying, so...
Well, there's the taking and there's the giving. So Shutterstock's making money from these content or licensing deals. Mm-hmm. The question is whether or not they're passing any of that money on to users.
Yeah, and we don't know for sure.
You know, it's like not. There's that, well, that quote. This wasn't a quote. It's a quote from Reuters. Got to find it. You know, mm-hmm. the quote I'm talking about where they basically said that we have to do this. Well, you know, we have no choice but to steal this stuff because we have to, or we can't do what we're going to do.
Yes. And now I can't find it either. But I did find the thing where PhotoBucket is pretty proud of the fact that they changed their terms of service so that they can use your content anyway they please, and or to license it out for AI modeling without compensation, because this means they don't have to sell ads.
Right. And it's very important that PhotoBucket not be pushed to sell ads.
Yeah, you know,
this is to support their free accounts.
Right. And I'm thinking this is one place where selling the ads would actually be the more ethical way to go.
Yeah, it would be. It would be. And, you know, I'm sure that's a challenge again, but you know, if your business model sucks, your business model sucks.
I agree. If your business model relies on having to scour the internet and steal content, then you have a flawed business model.
I found the section from the Reuters article. We'll have a link to in the show notes to this article. Tech companies say the technology would be cost prohibitive if they couldn't use vast archives of free scraped web page data, such as those provided by nonprofit repository Common Crawl, which they described as publicly available. I mean, this notion that the tech bros can't have their company unless they steal crap is for the birds. I'm trying very hard not to give myself edits or beeps.
I'm really proud of your self-control. And yeah, like I said, if that's what it takes for your business to function, then it's a flawed business model.
Yes. You know what this is? This is the opposite side in the early 2000s when people talked about Napster, saying or Tor, saying that, well, we can't afford to have all the movies, so we have to steal them. This is the exact same argument coming from the tech company side as the pro pirate side came from. I mean, like, the tech bro AI companies are freaking pirates. God, oh my God.
Man, I'm glad I was here for the ride while you got to that. And yeah, you're right. Once again, flawed business model.
I would be shocked if certainly OpenAI wasn't using all of the torrented stuff out there too.
I'd be surprised if they're not. Hey, we should talk about Common Crawl for a moment.
Yep.
So what Common Crawl does, it basically goes out and scrapes all the stuff. And then the tech companies, they can go to Common Crawl and just get all of the data. All right.
Why is Common Crawl doing this?
I think Common Crawl, their idea is, at least on some level, that they're acting sort of like the Internet Archive, and they're collecting all this information and saving it. But the thing is, they're just scraping, and then all these companies that want to use this data that's already been scraped, they can just go get it. And when I say go get it, I mean like just take it. They're not paying for this data. And then the tech companies look, it's publicly available.
A service that was probably started to give people access to content in an archive-like capacity, which is vastly different than it being slurped up and used to train MMLs, the LLMs even. I'm freaking tense right now. The LLMs to be able to duplicate that work.
All right. So Common Crawl, they're a 501c3. A nonprofit organization. They're founded in 2007. And what they say is, and I'm quoting from their website, "We make wholesale extraction, transformation, and analysis of open web data accessible to researchers."
Right.
Researchers. So then the AI companies, they're going and taking the data as well and using it for not research. But because it's publicly available in this instance, the tech companies are saying, well, it's publicly available. Okay, so this is the logic of I go out and I steal a computer, and then I sell it to you. So you bought a computer. All right. So that computer was clearly for sale, or I give it to you. And so that computer was clearly a gift. The fact that it has been passed on to someone else does not suddenly make it okay to have. It's still being used in an inappropriate way. So taking it back to the theft thing, if I steal something and then sell it or give it to you, it is still stolen. You now possess an item that you are not authorized to have.
Yep.
So they're stealing this content and then saying, but it's publicly available, so it's okay.
Right.
This would be kind of like going to a library and just grabbing a stack of books and walking out and keeping them.
That's a fair analogy. Oh, but this would be like walking into a library, taking a stack of books, and then feeding those books into a machine that can then copy those books.
Yeah, that would be a lot like that. Yep. Yep.
I am. So I don't, we don't know what Apple's doing with this. I realize that I could be falling into the defensive protection of Apple. Not that Apple needs my protection, but that doesn't stop me from doing it on occasion. I find it difficult to believe that Apple is going to screw people with their eventual AI product, but I could be wrong. I mean, like, so like if Apple has a Siri GPT, just for the sake of argument, please, I don't really think they're gonna call it that, but if they end up introducing a Siri GPT service, like, or, you know, an Apple E, I'm like, what could Apple call a generative AI image service? Something with probably with Picasso in the name.
Anyway, it's funny. I was just thinking, call it Picasso. Like, seriously, I'm not saying that because you just said it. I was thinking Picasso.
Like, I don't know. I'm, despite the fact that Apple is paying for sourcing stuff, which is a significant step up from OpenAI, I don't feel like the creators of the content that went into this are being compensated, man.
You are very likely right, pointing out once again that we don't know for sure. But it's very possible. Yeah. And so this is part of the conundrum. How do you, as a company that is building up these training models, based on the way the system currently works, how do you ethically source the content for training? And
you can't do it in a cost-effective way because there is no cost-effective way to do it. It turns out, by the way, that there is no cost-effective way to compensate hundreds of millions or billions of people for their work to be able to put them all out of business. It turns out. Who knew? Who knew that would be the case?
Who knew? I was sitting down for that one.
So let's briefly take a speculation into what Apple might actually announce, because I'm expecting this something to be a WWDC in terms of its improved machine learning features.
I think that's a very reasonable expectation,
because we have additional stories saying that Apple's M4 is specifically trying to beef up its AI processing you know, so like the entire rest of the press is focused on the terms AI, the term AI, whereas Apple keeps calling it machine learning. Apple's right on this. This is machine learning. This is not AI.
Now, but Apple did grab onto the AI term with the new MacBook Air in their promotional materials.
Yeah, that's true.
They say it's the best computer for running AI apps or services or tools. But the gist is, hey, you want to use AI stuff, then this is the computer for you.
That I'd forgotten about that. That's a good point. So anyway, I think that Apple will continue to beef up its computational photography features. Maybe to the point where it is essentially indistinguishable from generative AI. Maybe.
Okay, so are you thinking it takes your own photo on your device and then applies whatever enhancements to make it a better looking image? Or if you want to stylize it in some way, it's using that technology to
work locally on
your content.
Put me in front of the Taj Mahal. Put me, you know, put me and my friend Jeff in front of the Taj Mahal.
Yeah, okay. I could totally see Apple doing something like that. I could also see them doing something that I asked them about several years ago. You remember the old days when we worked together at Mac Observer and...
Nope. What was this?
Okay, so once upon a time, you and I worked at an online Apple-focused...
Stop.
Okay. Anyhow, I wrote a pretty scathing piece about the state of HomeKit. And Apple reached out to me, and they're like, "Hey, let's talk about this." And so we had a really great discussion, and they said, "So if after everything we've discussed, is there anything else that you are seeing as a deficit in the whole S-Lady HomeKit scene?" And I said, "Yes, you cannot speak to the S-Lady with complex requests." Meaning like, "Hey, S-Lady, turn on the living room lights, set them to 50% and make them red."
Right.
Everything has to be an individual command. So maybe we're finally at the point where they will be able to use everything that they've been developing so that you can have more complex requests and have a more human-like conversational interaction with the S-Lady.
Right. Okay, so you're thinking that you're talking about improvements to Siri, essentially.
Yes, but that wouldn't be the only thing that I see them doing with this. And you hit on a key thing, which is improve photos. Maybe it can be better at anticipating our routines.
Oh yeah, but I think we're also going to see improved summation abilities for written content, and probably some generative AI like you know, make me a list of put together a prospect letter, prospectus. Put, you know, write me a will. I could easily see Apple doing a lot of that.
I could see that as well. Yep.
I certainly hope that Apple will not be doing stuff that's like write me a novel in the style of George Martin.
I would be very surprised to see Apple doing something like that. I would be very surprised to see Apple doing something like, "Hey, S-Lady, write me a 2,000 word essay J.R.R. Tolkien.
Yeah, sure. Right, which kind of sucks for teaching children to do things. Well, mm-hmm. you know, we're going to have to sort that out eventually anyway.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the things that we needed to teach children a generation ago for communicating, creating, whatever it was, a lot of that has changed. And look at where we are with the technology today. So, yes, we will have to come up with new ways to teach children how to interact with the available technology.
How to think. How to
right,
think.
Yes. I mean,
you know, that's good Lord. By the way, FreePick, it's FreePik.
Mm-hmm.
They licensed the majority of its archive, according to Reuters, to two large tech companies, 200 million images at 2 to 4 cents per image. 2 to 4 cents. So even if they're doing a 50-50 content split with the creators, you know, that I mean, a really prolific photographer could expect to get a buck or two.
Right.
But it's interesting because all the other prices that they threw out in this article are much more expensive. It seems like FreePick made some bad deals. Seems so they said that they quoted someone as saying that most places are willing to pay a buck or two per image. So mm-hmm. 2 to 4 cents per image. That sounds like a bad deal for FreePick, and I guarantee it was a terrible deal for FreePick's contributors.
Probably. Yeah. Hey, how about the whole thing with Reddit saying that they're going to license out all of their content?
Yeah, that was
meaning all of their users' content.
What by? I mean, you know, in hindsight.
Yeah,
because I guarantee you, we didn't. Our terms of service agreement did not include that. So they either changed terms of service or they're interpreting terms of service in a way that allow them to do that. But we're not getting any money for that.
No.
Also, and I shudder to think at the quality of
you're
stuff
reading my mind
generated from Reddit content.
I have been on Reddit multiple times. And holy crap. I would not want to use that for training for anything.
I'm sure there's a way they could do it. You know, they could filter. I'm sure there's a way they could do it.
Yeah, just you probably, but at the same time, just you wait. It won't be long before we see ChatGPT creating content where you have multiple sentences strung together with comma splices.
Yep.
And then sentences ending with like three or four commas, and then a new sentence starts.
Fair enough. So Reuters also noted that the FTC warned businesses in February against retroactively changing the terms of service for AI usage. They're looking into Reddit's deal, the FTC.
Good.
Yes, very good. Man, this I'm feeling my blood pressure spike.
Think happy thoughts.
It's kind of hard.
Think about all the people out there that have enjoyed reading Accidental Intelligence.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, by the way, cool cover on that book.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate you very, very much.
Is this helping?
No. Yes. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe. A bit.
Take it as you can get it, pal.
So I wanted to also mention that there was another development in the AI field that you and I didn't talk about pre-show.
Oh, cool. I love surprises. Hit me.
That's...
I love surprises on my birthday.
Fetch.ai. I know I've mentioned them on the show. We haven't talked about it extensively, but that was a blockchain cryptocurrency. I mean, a cryptocurrency on a blockchain that was designed, is being designed, is a much better way of putting it, to allow autonomous software agents to interact with each other and make autonomous decisions.
Yes, okay. We have spoken about this before on the show.
Right. So Fetch has announced a deal with Ocean Fetch merger. With two other block AI related blockchains. One, so Ocean and Singularity.net. One of those deals with like a storage on a blockchain, data storage on a blockchain. And what does Ocean do? Anyway, it's an interesting development on this front. I do not, but like my big problem with so-called AI is absolutely and almost specifically limited to the generative AI stuff. It is not, I am not against machine learning. I'm certainly not against what Apple's been doing with machine learning. And I'm not against software agents, for instance. I really hope that Fetch is able to do what they say they can do.
I would love it if they could do what they say that they can do. Wow. That was a messed up sentence, but you get the sentiment.
Yes.
Yeah, it would be very cool. And I'm with you. I'm not against AI. I'm against unethically using other people's content to create your AI-focused business.
Yes. 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 You using my content for your business, uncompensated and unasked. That's my problem with generative AI.
Yep, same.
So Singularity.net, or Singular, I'm sorry, it's actually SingularityNet. They have AI development and integration, Ocean protocols, data sharing and monetization. Anyway, so it's that is an interesting development on the blockchain side. I don't so the merger is being voted on by all the holders currently. I'm sure it's going to go through, and we'll see if anything comes out of it after that. So anyway, there is that.
You doing okay? I mean, that was a lot of high stress, high blood pressure discussion going on.
No, I'm not doing okay. I
don't want you stroking out on me.
That's fair. Happened before, could happen again. It is more likely to happen again, as a matter of fact.
Yeah. I mean, once you go down that path, it's it becomes easier each time. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I want to know what Apple's doing. My inclination is to... I give Apple the benefit of the doubt until proven otherwise when it comes to protecting our privacy, when it comes to ethically sourced. So if Apple ethically sources content.
Ethically sourced free range content.
Yes. If Apple ethically sources its free range content from non-GMO. A company that is not compensating its artists. From that deal,
it's still not ethical.
It's tainted.
I'm going to point out you just said taint. But yes, you're right. It's tainted. Yeah. It's paying the middleman for unethical data is still unethical. And which takes us back to the conundrum that companies like Apple that legit want ethical data to work with how do you get it today?
Right. So Apple has heretofore sourced its stuff from opt-in for Siri, for instance, has sourced its stuff from people who have opted in to have their Siri interactions stripped of identifying information, anonymized, and uploaded and forgotten, because Apple's using its differential learning process. So that's what Apple's done on the voice interaction side. I don't know. Yeah, I do give Apple the benefit of the doubt, but I'm curious to see what they do.
Same. Part of that benefit that I'm willing to give them, a benefit of the doubt that I'm willing to give them, comes from the fact that they have very openly stated and acted as well to show that they are not interested in us as collectible data. They don't want that. They want to sell us hardware, software, and services.
Yeah. Yeah. That Apple has been very clear that we are not the product.
And that's an important thing when you are collecting data. And that's a big part of the trust that I have right now, that Apple is not using my data in an inappropriate way.
Right. Right. Well, I don't think we solved this somehow.
No, but like I said at the beginning of the show, I feel like it was kind of a therapy session. And, yeah. And I'm so glad we have all the people in the studio audience that got to be part of our therapy session.
Yeah, thank you, folks. We
so glad you're here.
We appreciate you. All right, let's do this. And that's this week's Context Machine. If you have anything to comment on, add, or question, you can write us at contextmachinepodcast@gmail.com. We're going to check that email address any day now. Our bandwidth is provided by CashFly. The bass is by Dr. Boom, recorded just for this show. And hey, Jeff, that's it. That's for this week.
Hey, where can people find you, Brian?
Oh, right. I am on Threads mostly at GeekTales. I'm on Instagram too. I'm everywhere at GeekTales, but I only post on Threads and sometimes Instagram. How about you?
I am Jay Gamut on the various social platforms. And I
hold on. Yeah. Let me make that down. Jay Gamut.
Yep. Got it. I have Geek Tales written down right here.
Excellent.
And so Jay Gamut, I am posting mostly on Mastodon and Instagram, and I'm getting better at Threads.
That is fair. I can attest to this.
Yeah, you're rocking it on Threads.
Yeah, thanks. I am. The writer community there is strong, and it's been fun. I've learned lots. I've met good people. I've read a crap ton of indie books in the last 6 months now.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
love it. Go you.
Yeah, thanks. All right. Let's see. Let me do this.
I love those Ricky licks.
Yeah, same.